1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Newsletter time is 7:21. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live, please keep your texts, comments, emails coming. I want to give a big shout out to our friends at Old Greenwich Riverside Neighbors Magazine, keeping people together through it all. Check out the October issue, Meet the Atkinsons on the cover. And to our friends at the Learning Clinic, America's first personalized residential and day school for unique learners, founded in 1980 here in Connecticut. Check them out, thelearningclinic.org. Good morning to our guest, Elizabeth Horn.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us from the great state of Michigan. Elizabeth works at a major university in Michigan in the internal medicine and cardiology department and has recently written a book with Dr. Maria Novotny, who's an assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and Dr. Robin Silberglide, a professor of English at Michigan State University. Elizabeth, tell us what inspired you three women to write a book about what people experience when going through infertility issues.
Sure. So Dr. Novotny and Dr. Silberglide and I all came to this book through personal experience. We were all diagnosed with infertility at various stages and connected over the fact that we were all using creative outlets to process what we were going through. So I was making visual artwork, and Maria Novotny and Robin Silberglide were both doing creative writing around their experiences. And we started collaborating together to curate exhibits, art exhibits of patient-made artwork around infertility. We do that through our arts organization, The Art of Infertility. And we've been doing that for nearly 10 years now, and thought we would like to broaden our reach by creating a book. And so a lot of the pieces that we've shared over the years have been incorporated into that book, as well as new pieces of artwork and writing that really portray a really vast and broad experience, a range of experiences with infertility. So we wanted to do this for patients to show them that they're not alone, for healthcare providers to share the lived experience of infertility with them so they could better understand their patients and what they're going through, as well as a tool for educating future physicians and just the general public as well.
Right. Now, you and I were speaking off air. In preparation for the show, I always talk to neighbors and residents and people in the community. A woman shared that when she finally had a healthy pregnancy after 8 miscarriages, another woman said in our community at a gathering, "Oh, we all had thought you were barren." Barren. Oh. Why is infertility, do you think, perhaps, I don't know if you want to call it a taboo, but why is it such a hot topic in our society?
Yeah, I think there are a variety of reasons. I mean, anytime we're talking about reproduction, you know, that's not a standard conversation starter generally. There are a lot of financial issues that can come along, since most people who are experiencing infertility don't have access to care to get the testing and treatment that they might need to build their families. And I think that historically we've been pretty quiet about our own experiences, and as more people start to talk about them, we'll have less of that stigma as more people are willing to share their stories. Mm-hmm. But also, we have a lot of misconceptions about what that means as well, and we're working on also changing the language around that. So, you know, hopefully words like barren, although some people do identify with that, and that's okay. But in general, you know, it's not a great feeling to feel like people are talking about you. And, you know, everyone needs to be able to make their own family decisions, right, whether that's having children or not.
Exactly. And the definition of family can be defined by each individual. that definition.
Absolutely.
Now, you told me off air that you and the doctors who wrote this book found that 1 in 6 women are having infertility issues. Is that true?
It's true, but it's a little bit broader than that in terms of the World Health Organization just updated that statistic from it was previously 1 in 8 to 1 in 6. And 1 in 6 isn't necessarily specific to women, but to people worldwide, globally,
right.
who have either had trouble getting pregnant or sustaining a pregnancy.
Right.
But what we often don't think of is that infertility is much broader than impacting only women.
I'm getting the signal we're going to have to wrap up soon. This goes by so quickly, but you and I were talking off air about the fact that this can be a dual experience. People tend to put the stigma on the woman, but sometimes there's a male aspect as well. And how one resident in our community stated to me, didn't that man, Fotos Doulos, he had 2 sets of twins, they must have gone through, and I'm quoting directly, they must have gone through infertility treatments for that to happen, and that can be really hard on a guy, suggesting his empathy for Fotos Doulos here in Connecticut. Tell us about the male role in infertility.
Yeah, so it's absolutely true that infertility is very difficult on both men and women. Not that, you know, his actions would be justifiable, but, you know, there isn't a lot of support for men. I think women do have a lot more support, but in general, infertility is one of those issues that doesn't have the social support that other, you know, diseases or...
Right. Exactly. If people want to reach out and talk to you or find you, what's a good way to find your book or talk to you?
Yeah, so they can find us at art of OFinfertility.org and also through our publisher, Wayne State University Press. But the book is available at, you know, your favorite local bookstore.
Great, and people can ask for it. Infertility is a curation. It would be a great gift to give to our friends who are doctors here
Absolutely.
In the New York City tri-state area who focus on this field. Thank you for your time. Infertility does not discriminate, as you say. Thank you for joining us from Michigan, and please give our best to the doctors who wrote the book with you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Robin. Dr. Horn, that's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You hear her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.